Item number nine.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wasikowski.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we take 9 and 10 together, and I'll move approval on both unless colleagues want separate action. I should note, that, and after we have the clerk read, that, well, obviously, the previous director of the Department of Transportation is with us as our director of public works, so we have someone who's got firsthand knowledge exactly how all this works, and so we are the beneficiaries of that outstanding knowledge. I also want to acknowledge that on number 10, through some excellent work, Milwaukee County is going to gain an additional over $500,000. But my motion, unless committee members want to take separate action, is to take 9 and 10 up, and I'll move approval.
We have a motion for item number 9 and 10. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Call item number 9 and call number 10, and we will talk together. If committee members would like to have any questions, we're going to talk about both of them at the same time.
Item number 9, from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to exceed the $50,000 cap on the professional services contract for legal services to continue negotiations with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to meet the time frame outlined in the construction schedule for the Zoo Interchange Reconstruction Project.
Item number 10.
Item number 10. From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to accept the offer from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to acquire the needed property interest from Milwaukee County Greenhouse Property, located at 10340 West Watertown Plank Road, Wauwatosa, as part of the Zoo Freeway Interchange Reconstruction Project.
We have questions. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss the two items together. Depending on some of the answers, I'm not sure that I want to approve them together, but
okay,
there is some interrelation. So I'm hoping that the department can explain to me two things about what how we've pursued the legal services currently. I guess I'm questioning why we're extending the cap again, why we haven't been able to designate a vendor. It's 4 months later, and why do we just continue to... I don't even know who the current vendor is. There's no listing or discussion about that. And then with respect to legal services already incurred, when we look at item 10, it talks about $200,000 in external legal that we're already paying. So I guess I want to understand the full scope of this. How far down the road have we gotten with a vendor short of this RFP? And, you know, are we, in fact, we're up to $200,000 or more? Could you help me out?
Okay, and also ask, where is the RFP and when was, if it's the lit? We need to understand that also, please. So, Mr. Buzowski, and if you want to, let's roll.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. I'll try to get to your question.
Okay.
The $50,000 limit that was approved by the committee, we have exceeded that. Currently, it's at approximately $52,000. That's why I'm back here. The $200,000 that I'm asking for from the land sale purchased by DOT has not been exceeded. I'm proposing that $52,000 come out of the $200,000. So we have not exceeded $200,000, but we have exceeded $52,000. Now, the vendor that we have currently working on this, or the attorney, is Alan Markovitz from Michael Best. The RFP had gone out, and it came back with two bidders, Markovitz being one. However, the legal counsel suggested that we change it and resubmit it, and we are in the process of doing that right now. So that's where the RFP stands, and that's where the $50,000 versus the $200,000 is. I hope I answered your question. I can go further if you need.
On the financial, I guess I understand now that we're looking to use $200,000 from the sale towards legal, but we have not actually incurred those fees except for the $52,000.
$52,000, correct.
Okay. And why the are you able to discuss in open session what about the why we're having to re-RFP?
Yes, there was a concern over the wording of the RFP supervisor that had a contingency language in it, which is very difficult in this particular situation to get an attorney to bid a project like this on a contingency basis. So the language has been amended to say contingency or fee basis. And that's why it's gone back out again. And again, we're in a, it's I believe the RFP is sitting right now in our DBE office, and as soon as it's released from there, then it will go back on the street.
Honorable, do you still have the RFP?
I've been told that the director is reviewing the RFP and will use it in contact.
Are they going to release that as soon as possible?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Suelesco.
Okay. I appreciate the explanation.
Any other questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do have one.
There you go.
relative to item 10 and the waiver of the option by Wisconsin Lutheran, I'm sorry, I'm asking, are we getting a waiver of the option by Wisconsin Lutheran? Otherwise, how are we able to provide the indemnification to
Well, we have sent them a letter asking them to sign a document relieving them of the relieving us of the requirement that they are considering. However, Wisconsin Lutheran really has no standing in this purchase. This is according to our legal counsel. It's not going to affect the $1.1 million that we are going to receive for that property. So DOT is the one that really requested that we get a letter signed, and we're in the process of doing that. But again, our legal counsel has assured us that there's no effect.
And that being that the option trigger that they have is not the same as the case before us, that the DOT acquiring our land is not the same as the scenario that's in their option, and so that they would never get to exercise that?
Well, again, it's not going to have any effect, as we see it, on the purchase, by DOT of the property. It was DOT, however, that requested the having Wisconsin Lutheran sign off on this. But again, as we see it, there is no real effect.
Is Corp Counsel around, Mr. Chair?
We're going to be able to talk about this. Corp Counsel?
Glenn probably knows about it.
Mr. Bowman, do you understand?
I
know you're not.
I would like to speak when you're
ready. Okay. Ask the Corp Counsel. Do you know anything about this?
I do not.
Have a seat. Mr. Bowman, if you would like to speak, come on.
Yeah.
I can speak.
I didn't even know that was Corp
Counsel. Supervisor Schmidt and I talked to the Corporation Council, and the legal opinion was from the consultant, I think, Markowitz. Mm-hmm. And because the Lutheran College was listed in the deed as having this option, DOT required that the agreement be written in the present form. But the opinion of our legal counsel with the consultant is shared by our corporation counsel's office that they have no standing because we never really offered this for sale. We're complying with an order to build a highway, and that supersedes that option. So, but it would just be simpler if they waive their rights so that there's no dispute, then there would not be any litigation. But I don't believe that they think that the Lutheran College will litigate it. And that option was part of a bargain that they insisted be part of the agreement, and all the other provisions were acceptable to all the departments that were affected. I'm talking about the Lutheran College. So we went along with that option knowing that we would control when it would kick in. And Supervisor Schmidt wanted me to tell the committee that he supports both of them. Before you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Okay, Corp Counsel, do you have any, come up. There's a question here about the legal ramification of having Wisconsin Lutheran sign off the deed for...
I think we've had the clarification, but I want to make sure that was the opinion of Corp Counsel, that we in fact don't believe that there's any liability from the existing action.
And, Mr. Chairman, I can't answer the question because this is something I have no knowledge about. I'm not involved in it at all.
Why are you coming in here?
Because Ms. Walker is on the west side of county grounds today and out of BHD, I think. And if anybody knows about it would be her, but she's not available. So I happen to be standing outside.
I'm sorry. We don't need. Thank you for coming in anyway. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Any other questions? What about our legal counsel on the committee?
This option all existed before they moved over their athletic field to the county grounds. It's probably all moot at this point. I mean, no one's mentioned that piece, but I expect they're going to sign off on it. That option was protecting some prior concerns they had before they move their athletic fields.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on item 9 and 10? Do we want to divide the questions? Okay. Madam Clerk, call the roll on 9 and 10, please.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 9 and 10 is approved.